Our top story continues to be the massive wildfires that are raging across our state. The Mettow Valley is in the smack in the middle of the Okanagan Complex fire. That's the largest wildfire in state history. The second largest, the Carlton Complex fire, hit the Mettow last year. Meg Donahue owns Blue Star Coffee Roasters in Twisp, the heart of the Mettow Valley. Last year's fire blazed through her property on Texas Creek. It left only a small cabin standing. But this year's fire forced Meg to flee her new home and head back to that tiny cabin.
I've been, you know, watching the skies. And, of course, our shop was open. Our employees are here. And, you know, we were on high alert, just generally speaking. And it's just, especially after last year, boy, are we ever good at being extremely vigilant.
So you leave the hot spot, a fire epicenter, Twisp, where you live now, and you went to the site of last year's fire.
Right.
What was it like to go back there?
Well, it was bittersweet. Gosh, it's kind of hard to describe, Marcy. It's a place that it's definitely our heart's home. And so losing it last year was really difficult. So
are you okay?
Yeah. having it be a haven was really awesome.
It's a ironic twist that the home that you lost, your heart's home, would be a safe place for you to escape your second home.
It was, and I guess they're just, the impacts here on everybody are really deep, you know, and I would say the majority of people in the valley have some version of that story, you know, and are kind of grappling with our relationship to our home. The impacts of last year were really just kind of starting to sink in this year, right before these fires hit. They're so long term.
Meg, what's the atmosphere like these days in your coffee shop in this small town?
You know, we are lucky in that we have become sort of a hub in our town, and people come in, and a lot of them are exhausted. Most of them are exhausted. And so there's just nothing better than to be able to make somebody a cup of coffee when they're in that state. People are also really glad to see each other and connect. You know, there are lots of those moments.
So we're talking about the emotional recovery and the need to just sort of greet people and be together. But you are running a business in Twisp, and I'm curious what economic impacts you have felt both from last year and again this year from these sorts of big devastating fires.
Yeah, it's definitely a concern. Our business is definitely locally based as far as our coffee shop goes, but we are fortunate in that we also have a big part of our business is our wholesale business, and so we have customers outside the valley. Mm-hmm. And so we're not entirely dependent on, you know, on the valley for our income. But most of the people here are. I'm concerned about the impacts of having this happen 2 years in a row. It's one thing to think about it in terms of it being an anomaly and something we recover from, even though it takes a long time to recover, we're going to recover. And then it's another thing to think about it as being the new normal and what that means and how we grapple with that.
You're standing, it sounds like, outside your coffee shop, right? What do you see when you look out?
It is smoky today. So visibility is a little limited. It's been like this for a while, and I suspect it'll be like this for a while. But through the smoke, I can see a little bit of blue sky. And looking out from our coffee shop, you know, I've got this amazing view of the hills around this valley and this beautiful place, and which is hopeful, to say the least.
Meg Donahue owns Blue Star Coffee Roasters in Twisp in the heart of the Mettow Valley.